This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Jewish people had made the great escape. No one had ever gotten out of Egypt. And through a series of the most miraculous events in the history of the world, Klal Yisrael managed to get out of Egypt, coming to a climax at Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, where the Jewish people reached a level where even a maidservant was able to point and say, "This is my God and I will glorify Him." Zekeli, V'anvehu, and the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayelchu shloishes yomim." They went for 3 days. V'leimatsu mayim, they did not find water. The Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Beis interprets, what does it mean they went 3 days without water? They went 3 days without Torah. Ein mayim ela Torah. And they began to rebel without Torah, fighting the Yetzer Hara. The Jewish people began to rebel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin kriyas ha-Torah, that a Jew never goes 3 days without hearing from the Torah. Asks the great Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's one of the great Torah pioneers of the 20th century, a gadol who is not so well known. It's interesting, when Rav Simcha Wasserman parted from the Chafetz Chaim, we know his father, Rabbi Chanan, was the primary disciple of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said to Reb Simcha, "You know, when Mashiach comes, God will not forget about any Jew. Even if there's a Jew on the far-flung corner of the world, Mashiach will not forget about him." And Reb Simcha felt that the Chafetz Chaim was giving him his marching orders. Reb Simcha devoted himself as a Torah pioneer to spread Torah to the uneducated, and was one of the first Makariv Rechoikim in the United States of America. Says Hagoyin Rav Simcha Wasserman, they went 3 days without water. They were 210 years without Torah in Mitzrayim, and they never rebelled. And all of a sudden they leave Egypt and they go 3 days without water, without Torah, and all of a sudden they rebel. So what happened during the 210 years in Egypt? Says Rav Simcha Wasserman, when they were in Egypt, the Egyptians brutalized us. They beat us. They tortured us. And that reminded us who we were. We didn't forget our identity as the Am Hashem. But the moment the Jewish people tasted freedom and liberty, chayrus, a Jew cannot go 3 days without the Torah to remind the Jew who we are and what is our responsibility in this world. And the same case can be made for the Jew in America today. Perhaps in other generations, when we were persecuted, when we were running for our life, the dedication we had to have for the Torah was not as critical as it is today. But in the United States of America, which is Medina Shel Chesed, and we have our freedom, and we have our liberty, that is a much greater threat to the destiny of the Jewish people. Unfortunately, in our country today, the intermarriage rate is approximately 70%, which means 7 out of every 10 marriages that take place among our people are intermarriages. And even if in our observant communities we are immune to that, but we are not immune to the threat that the ideals and the values of the outside world poses to us. And as important as Limud HaTorah was to our people throughout the generations, it was never as important as it is today. Says Rav Simcha Wasserman, 210 years the Jewish people were able to survive without rebelling in Mitzrayim. 3 days of freedom, and all of a sudden the Yetzer Hara got the better of us. This is an important reminder of how critical Torah is to our life and the generation that we live in. We say, Eitz Chaim hi lamacha zikamba. The Torah is a tree of life. Lamacha zikamba, to those who grab a hold of it with all of their strength. If we embrace the Torah with all of our strength and all of our energy and all of our emotion, It will be a tree of life and preserve us until the great day of the coming of Mashiach. May He come speedily in our times.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.